we will reconvene our meeting. We have no informational items on this agenda, so I'll go to item 6, which is a receive and file item 6A and 6B. I will look for a motion.
So moved. Second.
I'll have a roll call from the secretary.
Okay. Director Sullivan is absent. Director Pauly.
Aye.
Director Rucker.
Aye.
Director Swanson.
Aye.
Okay. 3 in favor.
With 2 absent.
And 2 absent with Corona and Rucker.
Very good. Thank you so much. With that, we'll go to our calendar review. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, Director. Good morning. I have 2 new events for consideration this morning. Thursday, August 15th, Temecula Valley Chamber will be hosting a Southwest Regional Economic Forecast. And the district is a sponsor for this event at the breakfast at 7:30 a.m. And the flyer is attached at the end of this calendar packet. We have 7 seats available for those interested in attending.
Correct.
Moving to page 2, we have the board's master calendar for the next 2 weeks. Tomorrow, on August 8th, Director Brenner has his monthly update meeting with the general manager at 2:30 p.m., followed by the board planning committee meeting at 3:30 p.m. Tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m., Director Pauly has the Winchester MAC meeting.
And I've informed Kevin I'm unable to make that tomorrow, so.
Thank you. Tuesday, August 13th, we have the joint meeting with Elsinore Valley and Water District, and that will be held here at the FWD at 3:30 p.m. for Director Swanson.
On August 13th?
Correct.
I no longer attend the Elsinore Valley.
Okay. I'm also in the valley, and I will be there.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Wednesday, August 14th, we have the board administrative committee meeting at 7:30 a.m. This is over schedule. That's for Director Pauly. And on Thursday, August 15th, Directors Pauly and Sullivan will attend the Urban Water Institute's conference in San Diego. On Monday, August 19th, and Tuesday, August 20th, the Metropolitan Board of Committee meetings
will be held in L.A. Director Record will attend. And on Monday, August 19th, the Cal-DSAL Executive Committee teleconference is scheduled for 11 a.m. for Director Pauly. Tuesday, August 20th, the district will be hosting a briefing and desalination complex tour with Gulf Coast Water Authority at 8 a.m., with Director Sullivan attending. And the SAPA Commission meeting will be held at Western Municipal Water District on August 20th at 9:30 a.m. and Director Slauson will be covering that meeting. Thank you. And moving to page 3, we have upcoming events of interest to the board and who will be attending those events. Please let me know if you see any listed that you'd like additional information on. The board committee meetings are listed. They're all on schedule for the next 3 months. The upcoming board committee meetings, one note, the August and September executive committee meetings have been combined into one meeting, which will be held on Thursday, September 3rd at 3:30 p.m. Just a note. The interagency meetings for the next 3 months are listed on page 4 of the calendar report, as well as the out-of-office schedule. Do you have any questions or any additions to the calendar?
I do not.
I do have, on August 10th, I have a meeting, or it's actually an open house community event for Council Member David Marquez. It's for residents of his district. It's in Mira Valley at 11:30. And I do have an RCCD Foundation meeting on September 24th at 7:30, and that's in Riverside.
Thank you. I'll add those to your calendar.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nicole. We will go into director's attendance reports. I will start. I was on the CalDSAL Executive Committee conference call where we had a review of the executive director of CalDSAL. The quarterly deferred compensation administrative oversight committee hearing, we had our advisor down from Portland who gave us an update on some of our funds, which all seem to be doing well. And some other just general economic guidance on things, and I think that was our funds are going very well. I had a great outreach meeting with April the other day to discuss some upcoming events in the French Valley area. Attended the Quail Valley ribbon cutting, which I just thought was spectacular, and it was great that we finally were able to finalize and have a ribbon cutting for that event. I just want to recognize, I think Amanda Fine did an outstanding job of not only working with that community, and it was great to hear from the community members about how much they appreciated her and EMWD staff, and so I just want to give a shout out to Amanda for a great job on that. And just the fact the flow of the event was also very good. You took we had an empty field, and they turned it into a diamond in the rough for the day. So great job on that. And then I had my bi-monthly update with the deputy general manager, and we had a good discussion on some of our customer service. And I want to be a little more involved in customer service week next week or next year, and just. When I'm available to go over as we're putting in our new billing system every so often and give attaboy to the team. I know it's you don't understand how complicated these are until Laura sat down and just gave me kind of a real run-through of the complexities of what we're doing with our new billing system and the software, and it really gives me an appreciation for the great team we have over there. So thank you for that. And that concludes my report. Director Record.
Meeting with Chris Clark, National Parks Conservation Association. His issue is the Cadiz Water Project. I told him I have no opinion. They've never brought anything to Metropolitan as far as what it looks like and what would be required of that. So, Delta Advanced Finance Authority Board meeting, July 18th. Pretty basic administrative things while we wait for the project to form. Standing committee meetings, July 23rd at Metropolitan. The biggest part of that time was spent on the regional recycled water program, the first of three workshops. It was a good workshop, well attended, a lot of discussion about fast tracking and how that comports with CEQA, and also direct potable reuse or indirect potable reuse. The next workshop will be in the fall, and we'll get to the what I think are the real critical issues about who's in and what's it going to cost and what is our partner role going to be. So Jolene has a good report on that workshop and also the PowerPoint if anyone is interested in that.
All right.
Okay, very good. Director Slawson.
Yes, I had a meeting with Director Jones. I'm sorry. General Manager Jones.
Appreciate the promotion.
July 22nd.
Yeah. Huge thing.
And just had an update on all various items that the district's pursuing. I attended the Maria Valley Chamber of Commerce meeting, and they had the Public Information Officer from Caltrans do a presentation, and plus there were updates from several public entities. Attended via phone the quarterly deferred compensation administrative oversight committee meeting on July 25th, and we just went over the investment portfolio. I attended the Western Riverside Council of Government Executive Committee meeting Monday, and they did a few things. One was they approved TUMP exemption, the TUMP fee exemption for specially built homes to serve as transitional housing for homeless individuals and families. And Paul and Craig Miller from Western gave a really good presentation of the water supplies in California, that come to California, including Colorado, and the PFAS.
PFAS.
PFAS. Everyone's just saying PFAS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because per and polyfluoroalkyl substances is too much of a mouthful.
So yes.
PFAS.
Regional streetlight program update. There was also a little discussion on SB 266, which I thought might be something we want to at least be aware of. If we're not, it has to do with PERS. I attended the Center on the Watershed Property Authority Commission meeting yesterday, and they approved the submission of the North Orange County Stakeholders IRWM projects for the Department of Water Resources Prop 1 funding. They executed an agreement for strategic and regulatory support for the next 2 years with SOMAC, Simmons, and Dunn. And we met the person who would be in charge of that, those tasks. And we approved supporting the issuance of a request for proposal to conduct feasibility analyses for a weather modification for water supply program in the Santa Ana River watershed. And that's cloud seeding. And they say that there's some evidence that may be beneficial, that it works. And so it's at least worth looking into, just sort of a analysis state. And that concludes my report.
Very good. With that, we'll go to the director's comments or requests for future agenda items. No comments. I'd just like to say Ms. Martinez did a wonderful job filling in today, and thank you for a good job today. With that, I will ask our legal counsel if we have a need for closed session.
We do, Mr. Chair, pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, as described in item 9A.
Okay, we will adjourn to closed session.